Hello, pets. Zita here. I've decided that the time has come for me to make some kind of formal statement. In light of my decision to move away from Gone Wild Audio and some of the conversations happening in the larger realm of Twitter, not safe for work, VA Twitter. This is something I feel I need to say. There's one part of me that thinks it shouldn't be necessary. The other part of me thinks it is necessary, whether or not I believe it to be. So there are some things I need to say to you. There are some lines I need to draw. First and foremost, I began this talk, this statement, whatever you want to call it, the way I pretty much start all of my Meta posts. I said to you, hello pets, it's Zita here. I feel it is becoming important for me to state clearly and plainly that my calling you pet is not an indication of my ownership over you. It is not an indication of a deeper relationship between us. I use the term pet the way some people use love, dear, honey, friend. It is a catch-all term to form a shorthand, I guess, for my general affection for you. And that affection that I feel for you is my feelings as a performer towards our listeners. I dislike using the word fan. For me, it feels a bit icky just for the simple fact that I find it difficult to comprehend that I am a person with fans. But the reality is, I am a person with fans. So I need to acknowledge this. But when I say pet, I do not want there to be any confusion over what I mean. When I say pet, I am acknowledging all of you as fans that I am grateful for and that I have deep respect for. I also want to say that in light of what's become apparent on Twitter, I want to say that the line between myself and you, myself as a performer, and you, general you, as fans, needs to be clear. I do not want, nor will I ever chase down, sexually charged conversations with you. I like and appreciate when you take the time out of your day to contact me privately or in a tweet or in a comment and tell me how much you appreciate what I do. But my responses to you, my interactions with you, are not an invitation for more than that. And there are a couple of reasons for that. First and foremost, whether or not I feel it, I believe it, I am in a position of great power. and it's my responsibility not to fuck with that. Second, I have seen firsthand what can happen when that line is blurred. One specific example comes to mind. An example in which myself and another performer, actually, engaged in sexually charged conversations, which ultimately led to distress, anger, and pain. And not because of a lack of consent or a manipulation one way or another, but because the balance of power that began equal shifted. It actually shifted in my favor. And when I realized this, I became concerned and stepped back. As a result, this performer and I do not speak anymore. And that's very, very sad. Now, I do not want anybody to feel the way this other person did. I don't want anybody to feel the same way I did. And I certainly don't want anybody to feel the way these brave people on Twitter have felt. And I feel that the simplest way to do that is to establish a line between yourselves and your fan base. I can't speak for how other performers will decide to handle this. I can't speak to how other performers will place that line. Everybody has their own comfort level. Okay? For some performers, it may well be that they are able to maintain, initiate, and care for romantic or sexual conversations with their listener base. They may be able to do it in such a way that suits everybody. I don't think I'm one of those people, and I don't want to try. So I want to take the time to say that this is where my line is. I will engage. I will speak to you. I will hold my conversations with you and chat about all and sundry. I will talk about games with you. I will talk about the audios I've created. I will talk about ideas. I will talk about politics if you really want to, though be prepared, because we all know that politics can get messy because everybody has a very clear idea of their own opinion. Okay, I will talk to you about television. I will talk to you about celebrities. I will talk to you about the weather. I am British. All we do is talk about the fucking weather. But those surface level conversations, that's all we're going to have. And it's worth saying that you may notice there are people in various places I hang out, who seem to have a much deeper knowledge of me, a much, you know, much more intimate understanding of the me behind me. And that is the case. I have close friends on my Twitter. My girlfriend is on my Twitter. But these are people that I already have a relationship with, in which they and I have cultivated over time an understanding of trust, honesty, and the intimacy that comes with knowing a person. But that is very different to what goes on between myself and the average listener. All right? It's no secret that I am polyamorous and I'm currently in multiple romantic relationships. It's no secret that I'm UK based. It's no secret that I am bisexual. It is no secret that I have children. Okay? But that is about the sum of the personal details that you are going to get from me. And I would hope that you can respect that. Yeah. There we go. Thank you all for listening, for taking the time. If there's anything you want to ask or say, as ever, the comment stream for this post is open and available for you to use, as I always do when I make meta posts like this. I want to hear from you if you have something to say. If not, then that's fine as well. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I will catch you again soon. Thank you once more for listening. Bye, pets.